Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I expect Louisville to win this game.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We do like booty around here.
Yeah, that's right. Especially Jack.
And James Strebel.
I've got the booty shaking contest now, big guy. Get out of here.
Oh, man.
I'm the new Vannetti.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Not with that offensive line. They have Kenyatta Goodwin, five-star, can't find the field. Mark Stoops is like, yeah, you know, some guys take time. Michael Gonzalez, not a five-star, was on the field as a true freshman for Louisville. Makai Becton, not a five-star, on the field for Louisville. Jamon Brown, John Miller, on the field, not a five-star.
So you proclaim his career over, Kenyatta Goodwin.
I'm saying Mark Stoops bit the knee to Scott Satterfield yesterday when he said that Kenyatta Goodwin wasn't very good.
Go ahead.
If you're going to bash him, learn his name. Jack, it's Keontae Goodwin, not Kenyatta Goodwin. Where the hell did you get that, Mark? His name's Keontae, not Kenyatta. Who's Kenyatta Goodwin?
I love how Jack ditched the music
he just
so quick.
It.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
don't learn
it's
his
okay.
Name.
Well, I ditched Keontae. It because I wanted to preserve, you know, the sound
the
better.
I know what you did. I know. You did the right thing. It was funny.
And he needed all these bum offensive linemen outside of Makai Becton, who was the only good one. And he rattled off a bunch of bums that suck and had to block ACC, which is very different than what Kenyatta Goodwin has to. Keontae Goodwin, Mark. Keontae.
No one thinks it. Let's just move on. I love that.
I had a hunch when I heard that this morning. It's like he's going to go to the fact that it's ACC versus SEC, Big East or the American.
No, that was, yeah, I mean,
it was
listen.
Predictable.
It's not even a conversation. It's game four. I mean, it's game four.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, that's Mark Stoops should have got somebody out of the transfer portal.
100%.
He didn't do it. Instead, he got FCS running back.
Yep.
And it blew up in his face.
Yeah,
last
absolutely.
Year, he scored big on the offensive line.
With Darren Rosenthal.
I mean, Darren Rosenthal goes to the NFL. He's not on a team. He's not in college. He ain't doing a damn thing. So whether it be him, but they failed in the portal to fill a need.
Yep.
And they're. I mean, yeah, I don't expect a lot of freshmen at Kentucky to play right away. I don't. So anyway, 437-9680, hanging out with you, 5 o'clock hour, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Reminder as well, we will be on the road on Friday at the Fern Creek location for Evergreen Liquors. So, I mean, come on out there. Strebel will pound some stouts. I don't know what they have on tap. I'm sure they got something good for you.
I can't wait to see.
Probably Oktoberfest stuff.
I'm fine with that.
Would be my guess.
I love that. And I want you to, if you don't mind,
okay,
help me pick some stuff out.
Yeah, that's fine.
There. I like an expert's eye.
Oh, an expert's eye.
Yes.
You're making me blush.
Good Oktoberfest beer for the
Phil
weekend.
Phil Baker might be out there.
No,
you know?
Phil.
Little Phil Baker,
that'd
little PB.
Great.
So we shall see.
The prizes are pretty damn good.
Yeah, so we'll be giving away some NFL tickets, and we'll tell you more about that, get a promo going and everything else. We'll be out there on Friday. 437-9680, again, UPS Jobs text line. We have some sound to get to. We have some missile sound. Can I get, before we forget, Aikman crushing IU football last night? Can we get that? Did you hear this?
I heard it on Twitter.
I heard it live. I heard it live,
I
and I immediately texted, poor Jack. Yeah, of course he fell asleep. It was a terrible football game. Everyone's texting me, sorry, your team stink. Yes.
See,
guys, I've been telling you how to bet this game. Anyway,
care. I got two texts about that game, Andy. I got the text from you, and then I got a text earlier in the evening that was a Skip Bayless tweet of him crushing the same IU tight end, saying, get the undrafted rookie out of the damn game.
Get the IU guy out of the game.
And that's why I don't text you when the Giants lose. I already knew how the game was going to go. You told us yesterday how it was going to go.
I told you exactly how it was going to go.
People DM me and text me, why don't you crush Sweeney's Giants? Because he doesn't expect him to do anything.
I tell you to unbuckle on the Cowboys.
Like, if I crush you, you'll just go, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like when I build up faith in John Calipari and then he fails. It's a lot different when you have no expectations.
I have no expectation. I'd love to have an expectation. I haven't watched a football game that's meant anything in 6 years.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Last night would have given you an expectation. You beat the Cowboys, you're 3-0, then you'd be like, okay.
Well, the Bears are next week and they're bums. Oh, I mean, yeah. Justin Fields is terrible. He's terrible. He'll probably beat him anyway. Texas's Blank's argument with Goodwin doesn't make sense. No, it does. Of course. No.
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 It doesn't have
Why would anyone be talking about Goodwin? Anyway, I mean, whatever.
He had his chance to play. They didn't play him. And now we have to move on.
Give me Aikman.
Cowboys hurry it up. Pass, a spinning grab by Hendershot. And then up and over Dane Belton and picking up 10. And making the Indiana Hoosiers football program proud.
Doesn't take much, does it? That's not fair.
That's not okay, Captain Bruin over there. I'm sorry.
I think, honestly, the funniest part is there's the pause between Buck finishing the statement and then Aikman clearly debating, do I want to do this, then just going all in on it.
Why is Aikman nuking Indiana football? That's what I want to get to the bottom of. Is there something we don't know? Do I need to look up his career? Did they face off at some point?
Probably not.
Did someone go for his knee or something back in 1980, whatever? Yeah. I mean, what's going on here?
He's a Bruin and a Hoosier.
It's low-hanging fruit. It's just an easy target. That's my theory.
Well, because everyone laughs at Indiana football nationally.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Jack. I wouldn't even say it's fun to make fun of Indiana football. No one cares enough to make fun of Indiana football.
Right.
But that's not the thing. There's a reason. We need to look this up. Jack, this is what we need to do, okay? If we start ranting about Penny Hardaway here, this is because we got to get back to Strebel. I cannot let you off the hook with something, which we'll get back to. 437-9680. But, Jack, you got to look this up. There's got to be a connection. There's got to be a connection. Did he have, like, a family member go to Indiana and have a bad experience? Did he party there? Does he hate Mark Cuban? Does he hate Tom Allen? Does he hate Connor Bazelak?
Yeah.
Like, what's he doing there? Because
what's his beef?
I mean, I've listened to.
Is it just to swipe Buck because Buck went to IU? Could that be it?
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh,
that's got to
be it. That's got to be it. Jack found it.
I'm trying to figure out, did I know that was the case?
I had no idea.
Did I know Buck went to IU?
Okay, that's why I said it that way, because I've listened to Aikman for years, especially cheer for the Cowboys during the game like he got to do last night.
Right.
And it was fantastic. I'm kidding. Foxy was terrible. But, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, and I've never heard him be that. How did I not know that, or did I just not remember that?
Because of louder than life
and, you know, all the other things that go along with that.
Yeah, he had a busy weekend with all that good stuff. So, yeah, I had no idea where Joe Buck went to.
Speaking of louder than life.
And his first actual job was play-by-play man for the Louisville Redbirds.
I did know that. I didn't know that either.
Wow.
Nick Curran. That's why I knew that.
Oh, that's why I knew that.
Nick Curran did a podcast with him.
That's why I'm sure he's his favorite sports analyst.
I remember them talking about the podcast. I want to be clear. Sorry, Curran, I didn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well,
no, I have not heard the podcast.
you go back and find Nick Curran and Joe Buck. What podcast is it?
I don't know. Jack
the Vance podcast.
What podcast is that? Is that a State of Louisville podcast that he's on?
Texas says LMAO. Mac schools have been eating up your O line, Strebel. You're a joke.
Yeah, they have. I've not denied that they haven't. But yeah, Louisville fans, enjoy your win. Enjoy.
Texas says, have you ever listened to the Aikman broadcast while you're stoned? You literally feel like he's the smartest guy you've ever heard talk about football.
Well, I'll take that in consideration. Thank you.
Texas says, I rushed out of work to turn on the show, thinking it would be the same as yesterday. Why in the hell is Jack back producing today? Bring Ed Orgeron back.
Oh, Ed Orgeron did a good job.
Breaking news, I actually wasn't fired.
Well, no, we talked about where you were. By the way, we never totally got to it. You went, I'm guessing, you stayed home and watched Jaffe and his wife do their ceremony, and you did not go to the synagogue. That is my official guess.
I'm with you. I think
you're with
did
me.
Zoom.
Okay.
We did Zoom, but we didn't watch it from home. We went to my grandmother's for it.
Yeah, but it's still Zoom, so I'm right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, you did go somewhere, but you didn't go to the synagogue.
Yeah, but the biggest perk of not going to the synagogue was the fact I could have rolled out of my bed at 9:59.
Even a better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah. Yeah. At least at the synagogue, there might have been some cute girls or something, you know?
Yeah, you'd be spying on.
Otherwise,
like,
you had to,
Like, you know,
you're right. Never mind. You lost out.
Yeah,
you lost out.
Yeah, so I think we are going to the synagogue for the Yom Kippur evening service, though.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so.
That's in what, 2-3 weeks?
That's a week from tonight. And then Yom Kippur, the day is. So I'll be fasting next Wednesday.
Which should not be a big deal for you.
It will not be a big deal at all for me.
Well, there is one element
that's going to be a big deal, and that's you can't drink water either if you actually go all in into it. So that will be difficult, but
that will be difficult.
I usually cave on that part.
So what's the time frame? Is that a 12-hour time? Or
it's
24-hour time
span? Sundown Tuesday night till sundown Wednesday evening, which would actually be, we'll eat a late dinner Tuesday night and then eat at like 5:36-ish on Wednesday.
Yeah, early dinner. Jack will be ready to go.
Don't eat anything for 24 hours, and the first thing you have, take a shot of bourbon, Jack, and see where you end up.
Right.
Chug a beer and see how your body feels.
16-ounce Coors Light, just chug it down.
Texas says, "We them boys."
We them boys.
I have nothing. Let's do this, Jack. I want you to look up the Aikman stuff. We can't leave this. Aikman, he hates Indiana.
I think it's just the Buck thing.
You're right.
I got to back up to something. So I don't know how much do I need to go over the Penny Hardaway stuff, because Penny Hardaway got away with it today.
Yeah, he did.
And I got to be honest, I'm frustrated. In the first hour, Jack Strebel gave us nothing.
Hang on.
I know, but you gave us nothing. We played for you 18 effing seconds of John Shire, and you immediately, I mean, like, got mad. Like, you hate Shire.
Yes.
Like, you are ready. Like, you versus Shire. Shire's never going to know what's happening, but you versus Shire on AM radio in Louisville is going to blossom, okay?
Yes.
It's going to be something.
100%.
And there's almost no way we lose here, because Duke's usually so damn good.
Right.
I mean, the expectation with this team is to be really good. If they are really good, oh, it's content. And if they're not, oh, it's content.
Absolutely.
We are, I feel like, in a, like, 95% cannot lose upcoming season with John Shire and everything else. Listen, Cal's the same way.
Yeah.
But there was no reaction from you. I mean, Memphis, again, just had in their notice of allegations 4 level ones, like lack of institutional control. One of them was like directly for Penny Hardaway that would have led to maybe they have to get rid of Penny, a hefty suspension, a massive penalty. And we talked about this for years. And then the case goes to the IARP, which, you know, for people not totally paying attention, U of L did not go with the NCAA's Committee of Infractions. They went with this new crap bleep IARP that we're still waiting around. And it's like, by the way, it's going to be another year. Like, they came on, that'd be like at least summer 2023.
It could be, yeah. We'll
like,
do,
dude.
Yeah. We're in
like,
our own time frame.
Like, dude, it's going to be like 6 years ago Will Wade was making phone calls by the time we did this. So U of L's over 5 years, whatever, so they may be next. I mean, the theory was today. In fact, Jack, we have Norlander and Parrish talking about that, do we not?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, Kansas and Louisville. Let's get to that here in just a second.
Okay.
So I have that ready. Norlander won. So he got nothing. Memphis, Like, not a school that's like, wow, it's their first time ever in the history of X University that they've been in trouble with any entity, any arm, any department of the NCAA. But it's not. It's Memphis. It's Memphis. It's Penny Hardaway. But Penny Hardaway, you know, he helped James Wiseman's family move.
He did.
Memphis argued. People need to know. Memphis argued, basically. Go listen to Parrish and Norlander's podcast. Memphis argued that, well, Penny Hardaway had been giving money, you know, for years in this community.
Sure, yeah. Why is this different?
He is a pillar of this community. James Wiseman was just another person who received funds as a pillar in the community. In fact, if he was a booster, it's on the university to not educate you. Penny, you're okay.
It's almost like the North Carolina defense of he was doing it for everyone, it's okay.
It's for everybody, money, not just James Wiseman.
The money was there for everybody. The classes at North Carolina were there for everybody.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so that's beautiful. And, well, you guys played. You guys snuffed your nose, turned your nose up at the NCAA and played James Wiseman and were taking it to court. I mean, remember, they did this.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know, again, that's on the university. I mean, Penny didn't even know.
He didn't know.
This is what the IARP told the Committee of Infractions, or told the NCAA, oh, what am I thinking of, Jack? What's the group that put it together? Maybe it is the Committee of Infractions.
Yeah.
Told the NCAA, y'all are bums. You're totally wrong. They went the opposite way, which is surprising and newsworthy. What ended up happening or not happening to Penny. And so Strebel was not interested in that as much. But that's not what I want to focus on, because I don't care if he's interested or not. One of your nemesises. Is that the right nemesis? Nemesis.
Yes.
Nemesis.
Yes.
Nemesis. That can't be right.
I don't know what the plural of nemesis is.
A nemesis of Strebel.
Yeah.
The nemesis.
I mean, this is... I mean, Penny's one of those.
He is.
And Penny got a get out of jail free card.
He did.
He totally did. And many people did not expect it. And then we can get to the Louisville stuff.
Sure.
But Penny walks on this one, and it's a great moment. And I know he ain't doing a damn thing. And I know that, Strebel, but he's still one of your enemies.
He walked.
Hey, no, he's got to be an enemy.
No, he's not.
He's a low-level enemy.
I'm not as heavy on Penny Hardaway as I used to be. And here's why. I don't like John Shire, and for the same reason that I generally...
Because you're scared of John Shire.
No. Initially, secure. This is why I didn't like Penny Hardaway. Because
you were scared of him.
No, because he didn't, like, he just showed up and he was just, oh, he's great, and all these.
No, because Shire can go get players with Cal. He can go get players with Cal. You no longer think Penny can.
No, and that's part of it. Like,
you're showing your hand. You're scared of Shire. You're not scared of Penny.
It's unearned gifts.
It's why you're
unearned gifts.
Earned, not given.
Yes.
A wise man once tattooed that on his chest.
He got James Wiseman. He got all these players. Like Penny Hardaway hadn't coached college basketball ever in his life. That's what pissed me off. And he acted like he'd already accomplished something. And, you know, I'm Penny Hardaway, and I'm on the jet with Mike Miller, and I'm doing that. I was like, no, you're a bum. You haven't done anything yet. You're just like, these recruits were just basically handed to you when you showed up. And then what happened? He was a bum, and he lost, and he got Imani Bates, and that was a disaster. And James Wiseman didn't play. That's his fault that he didn't play. They made that decision. No, but I won on Penny Hardaway. I'm victorious. Yeah. So it doesn't bother me. Shire bothers me for the same reason that Penny bothered me. He shows up at Duke, not done a damn thing yet, and gets all these recruits.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's annoying. It's annoying to me.
No, because that's what I'm saying.
And he's been crowned the king of the ACC.
You moved on to Shire.
I have moved on to Shire.
You've moved away from Penny.
Penny doesn't bother me.
Here's what you are. Imagine you're a cop.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And you put I don't know. Is there a better? I'm trying to think. You go back to court. Okay.
Okay.
And the guy beat the rap. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're a detective, like in The Wire.
Right.
That's what happened here. And even though you're beyond it, and even though you're working another murder or another carjacking or another robbery, whatever you're working, you go down the hallway just to see, you know, when you put the other guy away.
Sure. Yeah.
And he walks out. prouder than a peacock. Beat the charges with his lawyer Levy.
Well, this ain't okay? over yet because he's going to get fired. Then I'm going to laugh even more when he gets fired.
I don't know if he'll ever get fired from Memphis, brother. They love him.
But he's going to lose a lot.
I think Parrish and Norlander said at one other point that said, even after 4 years of not winning, people still, if he ever walks into a restaurant, he doesn't pay for anything.
A standing ovation.
That's fine. They love losers in Memphis. I can't help that. That's on them. They want to like a loser, like a loser. You want Penny? Good. Keep Penny as your coach and keep watching the recruits not go to your school and people not care about your basketball games. I know who's not asking to go to the Big 12, Memphis. Like Memphis, not asking to go anywhere. They're stuck in the AAC.
Yeah, but that's not because of basketball.
Stay, I won.
That's not because of basketball. It's because the football programs. You know,
I don't care what it's about, Jack. They're still stuck. Penny's still their coach. Who cares? I won.
Yeah, but
they lost.
Stuck in the American because of Penny Hardaway.
I didn't say it was because of Penny Hardaway. I'm just saying in general that he's an American Athletic Conference coach that loses, and people would lose interest in Penny Hardaway after this, like for sure. Like no one cares now.
Here's the thing that I need from you. You are making it clear you have moved on from Penny Hardaway.
Yes.
And we know...
It doesn't trigger me like he used to.
We know an unhealthy amount of that hate has been directed to John Shire.
100%.
The question that I have for you is, what kind of split do we have here? Is it like 90% on Shire? If so, where is the other 10%? Or is it broken up 3-4 coaches?
I've got Shire and Beard still bothers me.
Bill Beard.
Oh, yeah, Chris Beard. I've always been bothered. You know I've been bothered by Chris Beard. Like Chris Beard.
Butch still, Beard.
Because he, I mean, he's been fine, but.
Jack, go
I
just, get that sound. Go get the Butch Beard.
But like it's definitely Shire. Beard bothers me.
Sorry, the Butch Beard sound.
I know, I felt bad because poor Butch Beard had nothing to do
taking
with anything.
Taking a complete stray.
He's taking a shot from me, and I like, for no reason. Butch Beard's just trying to live his life and stay.
Yes, he is.
Is he in New York?
Is Butch Beard trying to live his life?
Is he in New York?
I don't know, man.
I thought for some reason he was in New York because I remember they did an interview. I think Bozich maybe did an interview with him, and he's like in New York. Anyways, but like.
Boy, it was probably. Yes, it was Bozich. You don't need to say probably. You know damn well it was Bozich.
I don't know where he was. But no, it's probably like 70% Shire.
Okay.
Some Butch Beard in there.
Okay.
Obviously. Who else in the NCAA doing it? I mean,
you just did it again. You said Butch Beard.
Damn it!
I thought he did it on purpose.
No, I did it. I'm Chris Beard. He's just the last name Beard. It's I'm sorry, Butch.
Ancestry Bowl called Chris Beard. Butch Beard. Did I really? I may have. I don't know.
I was really confused
that.
First.
Did I say Butch Beard?
You said Butch Beard.
Oh, I'm sorry, Butch
Mark
Beard.
That.
I apologize. I apologize to Butch Beard. I don't mean to put you on the level of that bum, Chris Beard. Butch Beard, I apologize. You're great.
Texas says, I'd like to see Butch Beard slap Big Rig.
Well, no, why would he slap me? I'm not the one losing games. I'm not the one. I'm not overrated. That's Butch Beard. Smack yourself, Chris Beard, whatever your name is.
He told Butch Beard to smack himself.
I did
himself.
Do it again. He did it again. I can't help it. I don't know. Damn it. I do it all the time, man.
Oh, man.
I don't know why I do it. But those are the two main ones, Shire and Chris Beard.
Texas,
Chris
number 21. Beard. They are down to Iowa, number 15, 79. Sorry, Iowa State, 79-70. Yeah, Butch Beard's about to lose again. I mean, Butch Beard's a bum. Texas is a bum. This is what you get when your big time transfer.
Damn, how many times did I do this?
I mean, like at least four or five times. Yeah, you have done it more.
I've probably even done it more than that. That wasn't saved. So yeah, but no, those are the main ones. Again,
okay.
Penny doesn't bother.
So we're like 70-30 then, Shire.
70-30. Yeah, I'd say 70-30. Chris Beard, because Chris Beard.
We need to keep a running tab of this.
It will.
Jack.
It'll fluctuate depending on how much they win.
I know. I mean, what about Tony Bennett?
Tony Bennett, like, I don't. He's just to me is like a joke.
I hate this.
We know you hate Fewey.
Yeah, I don't like Fewey. you know what?
Yeah, but Fuey bent the knee to Cal.
You hate Fuey.
Fuey bent the knee to Cal.
You don't care that he bent the knee.
Yeah, Gonzaga fans are mad. Like, you should be mad at Mark Few for bending the knee to Cal.
Because they're playing that Spokane Arena.
Yeah, you let Cal have his way.
They're not playing at Gonzaga. They're playing. So, you know what? I'll take a little
pass
back
on Few.
I'm going to pass. Yeah. You're right. Because he did bend the knee to Cal.
He bent the knee.
He showed up at Cal's
Mark Stoops bent the knee to Satterfield. Or Keontae Goodwin, apparently, according to Mark Blankenbaker.
But at the same point, the first time they saw over Drew Timmy and the national media.
But that'll just be on Timmy.
Gonzaga.
That won't be Few. That's just
no,
Timmy.
No, the first
Player
time.
Of the
yeah, the
Timmy's
first time.
His own entity here.
The first time that Gonzaga is number one in the poll, you're going to get very angry.
Yeah, but it'll happen at some point.
Aren't
Timmy.
They number one right now?
I think they are number one. They
might.
They?
Are the polls out? When do the polls
not
come
for,
out?
Not for another
couple
month
weeks.
Or so. Yeah, not even a few
be,
more weeks. But
it'll be North Carolina
or
it'll
Carolina.
Be Gonzaga. Yeah, it's gonna be one of those two. Yeah, they'll be 1-2 in some order.
Yeah, Houston Kentucky will be up there. Kentucky will be up there. Yeah,
that's what I'm expecting. Top five team for John Calipari. But no, I mean, Few's annoying, but he's not, you know, it's more beer.
I don't know why
I
found that so funny.
I have nothing against Hubert Davis. I think he's fine.
I'm pretty sure you've called him a bum.
Oh, sure I have. I mean, they were losing a lot. Kentucky did bust him by 30 last year. So, yeah, I'm sure they called
I don't know why you're so mad at Chris Beard. He's taken recruits from Louisville back-to-back seasons.
I know.
It's just really, really hurt them.
I guess it was just the – I just don't like Texas anything. I don't like Texas football. I don't like Texas basketball. I just don't like Texas. And anyone associated with Texas, I'm just going to pivot against them immediately.
All right, so there we go. The other thing about this, before we take a break, 437-9680, is, you know, the NCAA had, I mean, let's be honest, what was it, 5 years ago, there was a period of time to where people wanted cheaters punished.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was the reaction when we were doing shows, quite frankly, for a number of years, was you got to get Will Wade. You got to get Louisville. You got to get some of these, you know, Bill Self when they're laughing in the face with the Adidas chain in the face of the NCAA. You got to get him. You got to get him. And that was, I think, from fans, no doubt, the national media, people being outraged on social media and everything else.
Sure.
And so that very much was the backdrop and quite frankly, the leading narrative, the most popular narrative as we talked about all of this. And then because it took so long and because they went out and did the Rice Commission and came back with the IARP, and within the last few years, the power of the NCAA and, dare I say, some of the, I mean, obviously the leverage of the NCAA and the PR just absolutely bludgeoned them to where it went, yes, punish these people, to nobody cares.
Yeah.
And now you have waited so long that you've played yourself.
Yeah.
People were in your corner for a period of time, and you blew it.
You're right.
And you blew it because that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to, the NCAA wanted to exercise their power over these different schools. They went in, if you guys remember, they went and changed the bylaws to include the, like the Gatto stuff and all the FBI stuff. The NCAA, that can never move in any sort of quick fashion, went and boom, changed their rules so they could get you. And it took so long to do it, and it took so many years to do it, and then you combine that with all their other incompetencies, such as not being able to run a women's basketball tournament, for instance, having, you know, rinky-dink weights.
Yeah.
Okay?
Subpar facilities.
To show how incompetent you were, Mark Emmert continues down that road, and then people side with the schools. People who were in the middle or sided with you, now it has swung all the way over like a political swing.
Like a swing state.
And now people are backing, the schools. Now people are talking out, speaking out how ridiculous that it is. And that's the best part. And it's one of those things where I believe most Kentucky fans are not Strieble right now. Than Lightpenny walked away.
Yeah,
but the other side of it is that it is incredibly funny.
Yes.
The amount of time, years, they created a front business to just handle their work because of their incompetency. And one of the first things they did was completely disagree with the NCAA and let Penny off the hook.
It blew up in their
face. I mean, Penny, who took the money and moved James Wiseman, then took the job, and they spit in the face of the NCAA and played James Wiseman against bombs, and still nothing. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. What it means for Louisville. And I said this, I'm sure you heard this driving in.
Yep.
If you were not listening to KSR podcast obviously, today.
I wasn't.
437-9680 on the take on ESPN 680. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
Listen, I don't know. It would be silly to even predict. What I think is interesting is through a couple cases, there has been a sense of leniency that is there. Grace, if you will.
Gratitude.
Let's start there. And there
the
has
IRP has started
at,
there.
At least there's been that. Speaking of, what if they came out and like Louisville got off the hook? And they came out and they said Barnhart called in and said it's time to talk grace.
Now that would,
and Mark Blankenbaker and Mark Ennis would be forever indebted
to Mitch Barnhart.
Peepaw.
Yes.
With the button all the way up to the top, very conservative, socks are on, the lights are off, you know the deal.
You know what's going
Blank
on.
Blank would have to swear off the alcohol jokes.
Yeah, Blank would. He couldn't do it.
He let the program burn.
He let
the program burn.
It was Mitch Barnhart that said, you know what? Kenny Payne's one of us. Give Kenny Payne a pass.
Texas says, I'd love to see Brad Calipari slap Mark Blankenbaker.
Where did that come from? Brad? Where is Brad? What's Brad doing?
That'd be great for like the station.
Oh, it would be wonderful.
If Brad Calipari got into it with Blankenbaker.
What a
dream for us.
Is that
like a press release?
Is
that to put something on Facebook?
Is that what
Hey, Phil, put something on Facebook.
Hey, Phil, help us out.
Blank fought Cal's son.
Get IG, Twitter, whatever.
Speaking of, I got a picture with Brad Calipari at the Derby, if you remember.
I remember, yeah. You were staying with Brad, yeah.
And I was watching
Will Levis and Wondell,
too. Yeah, I was watching the I forget how she said it, but my wife goes, she does know that Wondell is on the Giants. And
okay.
Is that kid playing tonight? I'm like, no.
That kid.
Like, he's injured. Andy lost his spot.
Oh,
like I said he would.
You like the pick.
I mean, I'd like him to play.
I'm not happy.
Yeah,
I understand.
I put on for Wondell because of his toughness.
You did put on for Wondell, yes.
Because of his toughness.
Isn't that amazing how he took all those hits against Iowa?
He's getting lit up. Iowa safeties, I mean, they're
kept going.
He was thrown into double coverage and getting rocked, limping off the field to come back in the next play.
His first play is a Giant.
His first play is a Giant. He gets smoked across the middle. It's like, hey, it's the NFL.
Yeah, well, it's a little different than Iowa safeties.
You got smoked against a Tennessee Titan.
Yeah.
Some backup. Oh, by the way, Stillman.
Oh, yeah.
After the break, hacked. Jared Stillman's Twitter account was hacked. I have a story. I don't know if he wants to bring this to air, but we talk about it next.
Yeah.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Why would we listen to a guy who said Ty was going to ball out last year, Toppin's a bum?
And James Strebel.
Ty played fine. He didn't ball out, but he played fine. You can say Toppin's a bum all you want to, Louisville fans. You have nine players, and you tell he's going to bust that butt again. So you can sit there and slander my guy, Jacob Toppin, all you want, and then you got Sidney Curry on your roster.
You're not going to like Toppin.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So I was out there this weekend. The Revel XP tailgate was fantastic out there at Cardinal Stadium. If you want to tailgate right along Card March, right where we are, Revel XP is the ultimate fan experience. They'll set you up with everything, tent, tables. They'll ice down the coolers, satellite TV, premium parking spot as well. And you can buy a setup for one game or the entire season. Go to gocards.com and click on the tailgate packages. It's Revel XP, an elite fan experience. Now, that was fantastic out there. Drinking a little bourbon in the morning. How about that?
You had all kinds of surprises when you showed up there,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, I did.
That's the way to do it right there.
You had a little pastry. Had a little eggs and bacon.
Oh, really? There was breakfast and everything?
Don't worry about everything that was there.
Very good.
Eggs and bacon.
That's good stuff.
How about that?
Yeah, some bourbon with your eggs. I like that.
You better believe it.
I've had that before.
Okay, so I believe that Jared Stillman is back now on Twitter.
Okay, so he is back.
But as of earlier today, he got hacked, and it started to put out like crypto stuff, right, Jack? Wasn't that what it was?
Didn't it have
he
to
was
Scotty
being
D?
Spammed.
They had the Scotty D not too long ago, too,
it
right?
Did. Yes, it did.
Yes, I remember that. Yes, it was like crypto things, too.
So here's the thing. I text him today at 1:45. And I go, Stillman, your Twitter got hacked. I'm sure everyone's told you, but, you know, just FYI.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, I know. He goes, he knew. Here's what happened. He got tricked by a phone call from Twitter.
Oh, what?
He got tricked. I don't know. He text me that he got a call from Twitter.
How do you know it was
telling him someone was trying to change his email? So I put in an authentication code, and there it was.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So fake number, a fake scammer.
Yes.
Like he's an old lady. Called
Stillman.
And it showed Twitter.
Dude, I'm Twitter Incorporated.
Yeah. And he saw it happen.
He's like, oh, Twitter's
basically
calling me.
As soon as he did it, boom, done, locked out.
He's done.
Done.
So... He was like, oh, Twitter, is this Elon Musk? Is Elon Musk calling me? I know he's in litigation right now, but it must be important. I am Jared Stillman. He knows who I am.
Now, this is the haymaker. The haymaker.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is the haymaker.
I think he just popped up Twitter.
Jack, you're going to love this one more than anything. Sorry, Stillman.
Twitter.
You're going to love this one, Jack, more than anything. So I'm like, you know, I just told him it's going to take some time. He's reached out to support.
Yeah.
Stillman says, if I don't hear back for a couple days, I'll call Tom Condon.
Oh.
What?
Do you know who Tom Condon is?
No.
He's the most powerful agent.
Yeah, Tom Condon's going to take care of it for you. Yes. So what's his relationship with Tom Condon other than he knows who he is?
He's like the main guy at CAA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So he's going to call Tom Condon. He's going to take care of it for him. Tom Condon. I mean, this. that's pretty good.
It should be the name of the show.
I'll call
the Tom Condon show.
Yeah, I'll call Tom Condon to get Twitter straightened out for me.
Give me Issel, Jack. Give
Let's
me
go.
Issel. Give me. We have two Issels.
Yes.
Which one
which
do
one
I
do
need?
You want? Well, let's do the text first.
Okay. Do the what now? Oh, the text. You think the text is the? Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
By the way, Texter wants to know: was your ankle bracelet for storming the Capitol on January 6th? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Texter saying
yesterday. That's amazing you bring that up because I don't watch the news very often, but yesterday Sherry and I were in the family room and we turned on the news.
I'd love to watch the news with the Essels.
Yes, that'd be great.
Actually, that's something that we need to auction off for like cancer research for Friends of V.
How much would you pay to watch the family room?
How much
room
would
with
you pay? Oh, you're just in there for an hour.
Yeah.
For an hour.
Now, do you get to pick the news that you get to watch?
No, you have to
whatever
they want.
News.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. However they do the news.
Well, it was
how you do the news.
It was whatever channel broadcasts Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy out in Denver. Because he goes on to say that that's why they were watching the news. They're waiting for Wheel of Fortune to start.
You know
God
what?
Bless, he sounds like my grandfather. Yeah,
you know
I
what?
Love it.
That you know what?
Yes,
that's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, man.
Is I mean, I don't. All of my grandparents are dead.
I have one
it's
left.
It's a very sad thing to say. Sorry. I mean, they're all dead.
But,
and how many did the exact same thing that
I know
the Essels are doing?
I know mine did.
Yes.
Mine did. It's just it's like they watch the news, the 5 o'clock or 5 o'clock, then 6 o'clock.
No, Will it bleeds right
Jeopardy.
Into another. Bleeds right into.
Yeah. And then after that, they used to watch the movie of the week.
I would
come on at 8 o'clock.
If
they'd watch that.
If it were different, it would bother me.
Yeah.
If Issel didn't do that, it would actually bother me.
I would
me.
Be like, what's he doing?
Like, I need this slice of American pie.
Absolutely.
Somewhere in the country to live.
Yes.
And it's living in Denver, Colorado. At least it's living there.
It's
it ain't
somewhere.
Living in my house.
Can we get Issel on to Celebrity Jeopardy or Celebrity Wheel of Fortune?
Do what now?
Get Issel onto Celebrity Jeopardy?
No, you don't want to do all of that.
No, I don't think you'd do that. No,
I mean, I don't know. Do they have those? I don't know.
They do Celebrity Jeopardy. They do Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. You're right. Yeah, absolutely.
Texas says blank and slap.
I think Issel would do Celebrity Wheel of Fortune before he would do Celebrity
Jeopardy.
Well,
no, he said he's better at Jeopardy than Wheel of Fortune. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can see him liking Pat Sajak a lot.
I can see that, too.
Yeah, like he's a Pat Sajak guy. Vanna White,
sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Really. Pat Sajak, yeah. Really. That's why Issel's watching. For Pat Sajak.
Yeah.
Go ahead and play. Do you need to set this other one up? What's this other one about? He asked Avery a question?
Yes.
Oh
boy.
Have you ever had a stalker?
No.
Okay.
Have you had a stalker?
Oh, yes.
No, I don't believe so.
Issel?
I never bothered to look.
Issel?
He's had stalkers. He's had
yes,
two.
It's BBS.
Yeah.
It's every one of you.
Yeah. We all stalk
Louis.
Dan Issel. You got to call him out.
Louie, it's BBN.
People were licking his car door handles before Devin Booker showed up.
Have you ever had a stalker?
Like I just casually ask Avery if she's ever had a stalker. Hey, by the way, have you ever just had a stalker?
Had a stalker?
What were they talking about?
True Crime Tuesdays.
True Crime Tuesday.
Texas says you have to bid $100 to watch Fox News with the Issels, $500 for NBC, $10,000 to watch CNN.
How much for MSNBC?
I have no idea who's even on that.
That's astronomical. Well, it used to be Rachel Maddow, but she's only on Mondays now.
What happened to her?
She
got downsized?
No. She's taking all the money. Like, she dictated the rules. She's like, I'm only going to do Mondays. Y'all still going to pay me what I want. She's
have you
like
ever had
robbing
a stalker?
MSNBC.
Wow.
Yeah, no, she called her shot. She's like, no, I'm only doing one day a week.
Texas says we're using Rebel XP in Oxford this weekend, hoping the Big Blue Waterfall steps up their game. Could be a king afternoon catching bleep in the Grove. Man,
oh, cool.
That's awesome. That's one of those, brother, you just got to have.
Yeah.
You got to have those sunglasses on. I can't imagine.
Oh, it's going to be a mess.
Oh, my God, that scene.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute mess.
Listen, if you're a Kentucky fan going up there. Be good.
Make sure you wear those lenses where you can't see your eyes. You gotta wear those. Get some nice.
Don't get in a fight with your butt crack hanging out.
No,
that ends up all over the internet when you're at Oxford.
Yeah, you'll be behind.
Although I wouldn't mind seeing some BBN butt crack against some of those frat dudes with the floppy bangs at Ole Miss.
Oh yeah, the Ole Miss Southern hairdo.
That's an expensive trip. I would imagine just by staying somewhere.
Well, sure.
Where do you stay?
No, I would even know. I don't know.
Is that game going to be affected by the weather pushing up at all?
I don't think so. No, it looks like it's going to stay. It's heading more towards Georgia and the Carolinas.
Yeah.
That way. So I think Mississippi is going to be left out. Maybe some rain, but nothing major.
Speaking of Georgia, I don't know why. Thank you for just mentioning the state.
Okay.
For really no other reason.
Have you ever had a stalker?
No other reason. I can't even remember what I was talking about.
Georgia, you know, ever had a stalker?
It doesn't even matter.
Okay.
I can't find it now.
No.
It was a Blankenbaker tweet. It doesn't
about
even
Georgia?
Matter. If he was the coach at Georgia Tech, we can move on. It doesn't.
If he was the coach at Georgia Tech, he would hire Scott Satterfield to take his place. That's what he would do if he was the coach at Georgia Tech, because he thinks he's the best coach.
Hang on. Hang on.
Georgia Tech. What was he saying? It's a great recruiting ground. I'd have five stars everywhere. I mean, what is he saying?
It doesn't matter. I can't find it. I apologize for even bringing it up.
Yeah.
I dropped the ball on that one. I stopped the show. I did a bad job. But now I'm sitting here trying to find it, and I'm not going
to
be able to find
now
it.
You want to
have
find
you
it.
Ever had a stalker?
No. No, I have not, Dan.
I've not had a stalker either.
Love Issel saying he hasn't had a stalker.
He
all of BBN's a bunch of stalkers.
Yeah. They're
I never bothered to look.
Issel, they were probably trying to find your hotel room. Like, where's Dan Issel? I guarantee they were. They were out there.
That's a question to ask if he used his real name when he would check into hotels.
Yes.
Has Kentucky basketball had a heartthrob?
Devin Booker.
Well, no. I mean, recently.
Oh, recently? I don't think so.
Tyler Hero?
Tyler Hero's a good one. Yeah. I mean,
was he a heartthrob?
I don't know if he's a
level.
They called
him. They praised him as the next Larry Bird before he played
a game.
No, I
mean like women in love with him, is what we're talking
about. I don't
know.
I think Tyler Hero. I think they're women.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, Devin Booker was a story. I mean, P.J. Washington did have IG models come to his game. I don't know.
She was at the game last night, too, you know, at the NFL game.
Oh, was she?
Brittany Renner
was out there?
All these Kentucky fans, Jack, were like, stay away from Wandell. I'm like, Wandell's not playing.
Like, who's she? Who was
like,
she?
He's in street clothes.
Who did she have her
eye
on?
Yeah, she's not there for Wandell.
Micah Parsons?
I mean, not everything is about you.
No, it's like.
Everything is about you.
Probably looking at Parsons.
Lay off.
Maybe a little C.D. Lamb. Maybe she's looking at him.
Yeah, all of those are better options than the guy who's never played.
Yes. He one play, Andy. He had the one play.
He did. He got injured immediately.
Yeah.
He limped off the field. I'm going through Blankenbaker's tweets. I'm sorry.
No,
It's a lot of Flyville.
You know what I saw today?
He's live tweeting Satterfield now.
Yeah, he live tweeted Satterfield. I mean, every quote Blankenbaker had it out there. It's like, goodness gracious. Just direct people to the 93.9.
And Scott Satterfield's out here just working
for us.
Just direct people to 93.9.
Stop it, Rummage. Here it is.
Okay.
I'll be the AD at Georgia Tech. We're hiring Rick Pitino for basketball. We're hiring Deion Sanders for football.
Oh, thank you.
Our collective's name is going to be Now It's Legal.
I expect Louisville to win this game. I don't know if they'll cover.
Yeah, you and Vegas both, yeah.
I don't know if they'll cover.
I think they will because it seems too many. It seems, again, you know, as soon as the South Florida spread came out, they, you know, we all said, whoa, 13.5, and it's, instantly my brain goes to, oh, then definitely play it. They're going to kill him.
Dino was right.
I expect Louisville to win this game.
No kidding.
Oh,
came in this morning, and Mark Blankenbaker, who, as he often does when I send these 705 or 706 texts, has coffee already made.
Already
two Kramers right there. The man knows how I like my coffee.
By the way, I think our coffee machine broke.
Oh, the Keurig?
Yeah.
The man knows how I like my coffee.
It's not his fault. No.
Oh,
we had
no.
a power surge today.
And so it's just not working
anymore?
Yeah,
it's making some sort of like clicking bomb noise. Yeah, it's not good.
That isn't good.
It's not good at all.
That's hooked up right to the water line, too. It's
I know. We got to get it taken
one.
Care of.
Absolutely.
You know the one thing? Oh, it's Hugh Freeze's birthday today.
Next head coach, University of Louisville. You freak.
I love that.
You want to sing happy birthday to him, Shreeple?
Yeah, I mean, I love that. No. You kidding me? That would be a great
day.
You get
Hugh Freeze and Steve Clarkson together?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
It's like two head coaches.
Exactly.
It's like co-head coaches.
Not like, you know, Babe lost in the woods center field. I don't know what's going on. Hugh Freeze like, give me the details.
Crystal like, ball,
what's going on? You tell me, Steve. What do I need to do? How do I help you, Steve? You tell Hugh.
Here are the three things that we didn't get to today before we get out of here. KSR was pushing that Boise State quarterback. This
Boise
transfer,
State
the Boise State guy that Scangarello worked out with when he was 14 years old.
I know you're talking about. Yeah,
he's been working out with this kid since he was 15.
Okay.
Scangarello, we trust
you, my friend, are
we
a moron.
Trust Scangarello.
So now I know who's going to be the quarterback next year. Thank you.
Well, they're pushing him, so he's an option.
So that means he's exactly. Where'd that come
Fauci
from?
Fauci is going to be in town.
I saw that. He's getting an award.
Receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award at the, I think, the Ali Center.
Yeah, the Ali Center.
I think the show needs to be there.
Let's go. Let's go meet Fauci.
I think we need to meet Fauci.
I'm fine. Let's go. Let's
okay.
Secured.
Fauci. And then if you remember, Allison Williams, who I don't know if she would not get the vaccine or she left ESPN. She left ESPN.
Okay, yeah.
She was an anchor. She was an anchor, field reporter, you know,
right.
Game sidelines, was very good.
Yeah.
She has launched a series on the at the Daily Wire.
Okay.
And the series is based around pushing back against wokeism in sports or wokeness.
Oh, God.
Well, and I just... This is an odd thing to end with before we go to the Reds. I just got thinking.
You're ready for the Reds, everyone.
I got thinking, what a crappy life. That's what I thought.
That's what you're doing now.
I go, that's what you really you want to.
You're working for the Daily Wire.
You want to give your life, like what we're doing here, Strebel screaming about John Shire, is better for him than what you're doing.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, she's done.
Who wants that?
Like, that, nope, don't, ain't nobody, B. She's like, she like this. If this doesn't work for her, she's done. Like, she's done. She's going all in on this one thing, and if she fails at it, she has no career.
But what a crappy thing
that's
to go all in on.
No, I agree with you.
Analyzing
wokeness
in sports.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you're going all, okay, you're going double barrels in on this.
Wokeness in sports.
Yes. So, who's going to be her?
People die on weird hills.
She found a base. With the anti-vax stuff, and now she's leaning into that base.
But you can get a base anywhere.
Yeah, but
if Jack Grossman wanted to run for mayor of Louisville, he would have a base.
He would have it, but I'm saying that some bases tend to like kind of go together.
Some are bigger than others.
Exactly.
The base size does matter.
It does, 100%.
It absolutely
matters.
Does.
Yes.
Strebel's off tomorrow.
I am.
You're doing, parent-teacher conferences.
Yes, I'll be doing that.
So that's nice of them to give you fall break and then put parent-teacher conferences right there.
Well, it's like kind of like the leading up to fall break.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I have to go to work. Like, there's
that's
school.
Rough.
Yeah, there's school tomorrow.
Oh, there's school tomorrow.
Yeah,
gotcha.
We get off
you
Thursday.
Do them after. Oh.
Do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay,
Monday.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I do the conferences after school.
Gotcha.
They start at 4 o'clock.
I don't know what we'll do tomorrow. We'll figure it out. All right, we're going to get out of here. Reds baseball coming up in 8 minutes on ESPN 680.